We have a brand new approach to healing, and I think you're going to want to hear it. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I'm a licensed therapist, online mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. I would like to propose the idea of going on the offense when it comes to your approach to your mental health. We so often are caught on our heels, meaning our emotions catch us off guard and becomes extremely overwhelming for us in a really quick amount of time because we're not actively prepared for those things. We're always trying to play defense. So we're just waiting for the attack rather than going on offense and being a little bit more proactive with our approach. So I want to give you a really concrete example of this from when I was a kid. We had a wiener dog and her name was Libby and she was fucking awesome. She was the coolest dog ever. And, you know, little dogs have health issues and stuff. So there came a point where, her back got so bad that she was basically like paralyzed. And we had to make the decision to put her down. And so I don't know if it was a school day or not. I can't remember. I'm guessing it probably was. But I went with to put her down and we got to be with her and it was really, you know, it was special. We made the most of the situation and it was super upsetting. Our pets are like our family in my house. And so I went on the offense when we got home. Okay, I didn't go back to school or, you know, whatever. I went in my bedroom and I turned on Marley and Me. Now, if you've ever seen that movie, you know it's extremely emotional. And you're like, oh my God, what kind of sick, twisted person are you? Why would you go home and watch a movie like that after you had to just put your dog down? Because I was going on the offense. I knew, even at a young age, that I needed that emotional release. I needed to go in my room and have that privacy and that time to cry it out. And the movie prompted the emotional release, right? I had already been sobbing all day, probably for days leading up to this point with our dog. And I knew that there was still some left. And so I turned on Marley and Me and I let myself cry. I let it out. I thought about good memories with our dog and I grieved openly in a safe space. And that's what it looks like when you go on the offense. When you say, like, I know I need this cathartic emotional release, right? I need blank. That's what it means to go on the offense. Presently, things that I am doing that are to be on the offense with my mental health looks more like being mindful of my nutrition. So many people are like, I don't understand how nutrition and mental health have a relationship. I don't understand what one has to do with the other. When you start paying attention, when you start tuning back into the physical sensations in your body, you will begin to recognize that what you eat makes you feel different types of ways. Whether it be the afternoon caffeine crash after you've drank your pot of coffee in the morning, or not getting enough protein, which your muscles are always sore and achy from, or even, you know, that afternoon pick-me-up of, you know, an espresso or a candy bar to try to get you through the rest of the day, only to feel like crap later. Like, when you start paying attention to these things and realizing, wow, that plays an important role in my mental health. So right now I have a major focus on having 4 servings of veggies and 4 servings of protein every single day. Now I choose a supplement. Getting enough protein in for me is really difficult. So I do drink a protein shake every day, or most days, and I eat like a ginormous salad for lunch most days that covers at least like 2.5 servings of vegetables, so that I'm getting that in. But I don't obsess about the other stuff. It's not restrictive, meaning, you know, if I want to have ice cream, I still have ice cream. If I want to have a donut, I still have donut. If I'm having pizza for dinner, I'm having pizza for dinner. Like, I'm not focused on what I quote unquote can't have or shouldn't have because it makes me feel a certain type of way. I'm just mindful about the things that I'm adding in. So my goal is literally, it doesn't matter my calories, it doesn't matter my macros. I could not care less about that. I literally just focus on my personal goals of 4 servings of veggies and 4 servings of protein every day. That's what my body responds well to. So when you start tuning in, you can start being on the offense, right? You can go on offense and say, okay, I feel good. I feel energized. I feel refreshed. I feel alert and awake when I eat a certain way. Okay, so when I engage in these eating patterns, I feel better. And it's really hard to wrap our minds around that because of how distorted our thinking with food has become due to diet culture in our society. And that's really unfortunate. So if you're not in a place to start exploring your relationship with food yet, that's okay. Going on the offense doesn't have to be just about your nutrition. Going on the offense can look like doing a journaling session or a meditation session to tune back in with yourself and say, hey, what do I need? Right? When was the last time you asked yourself, when you like quieted your mind for a second and you said, hey, you know, what's up? What's good? What do we need right now? We're not comfortable in the silence. We struggle to be alone with our own thoughts. So we rarely ask the question when it's so simple and your brain's going to tell you, I need connection, right? I'm lonely. I need someone to talk to. Or I need a break. I need to take a rest. I maybe need to take a day off of work. I need to clean up my environment. It's feeling chaotic. There's stuff everywhere and I need to do the dishes so that I can feel like my living space is calmer. All of that is going on the offense. We need to stop waiting until we are so exhausted and burnt out and entirely depleted before we make changes, before we ask for help, before we go to therapy, before we, you know, evaluate what's going on in our lives and make some adjustments. Playing defense only gets us so far. It is offense who scores points and wins games, right? So we have to honor that and be more on top of things when it comes to our healing journey. Being proactive, not waiting for the problem. Stop waiting until your next panic attack. Stop waiting until your next therapy appointment to start putting in any work. Stop waiting for something bad to happen to set boundaries. Like, we need to be doing those things now, ahead of time. We should be setting boundaries before there are issues in our relationships, right? Not waiting until something bad happens, not waiting until that person does that thing that we know they're going to do to then say, hey. A great example of this is if you have a friend who feels depleting to you, who when you have interactions with them, it feels exhausting and it's not fulfilling for you. They're kind of an energy suck. Maybe they, you know, are frequently complaining to you. They call it venting, but it's just like super exhausting to always be on the receiving end of that. I don't want you to wait until that friend texts you and says, oh my God, you'll never believe what happened, or oh my God, I'm having the worst day. okay, to set boundaries. We're not going to wait until there's a problem. Instead, what we're going to do is text that friend that consistently comes to us with this thing, or, you know, have a face-to-face conversation, or the next time we're together, or whatever. We're going to reach out in some capacity and say, hey, I am working through some stuff right now, and I'm trying to be really mindful of energy and the conversations that I'm engaging in, that they're really uplifting and positive. So I just want to let you know that I might, you know, revert to my shell a little bit to just protect my energy, take care of my peace, right? And not to take it personal. Okay. So that's setting a boundary. That's saying, hey, I don't have the energy or mental capacity for this right now. That's going on the offense. That's letting someone know who historically has, you know, been negative with you or been a bit of a energy suck, that like, I need to take a step back. Okay. I don't have the mental space for this right now. And that's going on the offense. Being proactive on your healing journey is so important. But in order to do that effectively, we have to build up our relationship with ourselves again. You have to know what you need, what is lacking, right? Because as much as I would love to say that, you know, here's your prescription to go take a 5-day vacation and rest up and then come back and life will be great, that's not how mental health works. We need to stop idolizing these fantasies that are not realistic, because you don't need a vacation. Because guess who else is going on that vacation? Your fucking anxiety, your childhood trauma, your depression. Like, she's going with too. And when you come home, she's coming back with you. So you're not going to fix this like issue that you've been having for years and years and years with a 5-day vacay, as nice as it sounds. This is more about those daily little tweaks, minor changes to your life, where you're going on the offense, doing things ahead of time before the issue, so that you can benefit your mental health. So grateful that you're here. I hope this resonates and you are actively thinking up ways to be more proactive on your healing journey. It is time to go on the offense, baby. Thank you for being here. I can't wait to see you in the next episode.